Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Horizon. We're so glad you're all here with us. If you're able to, would you please stand up and join us as we sing the Lord's Prayer together? Come on.
Father, let your kingdom come. Father, let your will be done. On earth as in heaven, right here in my heart. Father, let your kingdom come. Father, let your will be done. On earth as in heaven, right here in my heart. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us as we forgive the ones who sin against us. Forgive them.
It's yours, all yours, all yours. The seed I've received, I will sow.
The splendor of the King. He wraps himself in light, and darkness tries to hide, and trembles at his voice, trembles at his voice. How great is our God, sing to me. See how great and how great is our God. From age to age he stands, and time is in his hands, beginning and the end, beginning and the end. The Godhead three and one, Father, Spirit, Son, the Lion and the Lamb, the Lion and the Lamb. How great is our God, sing to me how great is our God.
Father God, how great you are. We thank you this morning for that name above all names, the name of Jesus Christ, our King. Father, thank you for your presence that fills this place here this morning. And it's in Jesus' name that we all pray. Amen. You may be seated. Well, we're going to continue to celebrate that name above all names. The name of Jesus Christ. We're going to celebrate that together through a time of communion. And before we do that, before we sing and partake communion together, this is probably my favorite part, that we just get to take a moment and just to pause and to reflect on what God has done for us in our lives. Maybe reflecting on the faithfulness that he's shown in the trials and the tribulations that you faced, the battles that you're going through maybe right now. Or maybe as simple as just thanking God for sending his son, Jesus Christ, to this earth to live a perfect life and then to take the cross for us, for our sin. So we're going to take that moment here. Kenny's going to play for us. And I just want to allow that to be a time that we can just pray, have some one-on-one time with God, just to thank him. Then Kenny's going to sing for us. And in the midst of all that, if you can just find a second to open those elements that you received on the way in and then hold on to those, and we will take those together after we sing.
And can it be that I should gain an interest in my Savior's blood? Died he for me, who caused him pain? For me, who him to death pursued? Amazing love, how can it be that you, my God, would die for me? Amazing love, how can it be that you, my God, would die for me? No condemnation now I dread. Jesus and all in him is mine. Alive in him, my living head, and clothed in righteousness divine. Amazing love, how can it be that you, my God, would die for me? Amazing love, how can it be that you, my God, would die for me? Amazing love, how can it be that you, my God, would die for me? Amazing love, King, that you, my God, would die for me.
The Gospel of Luke tells us that on the night that Jesus was betrayed, he sat down with his disciples, and he took bread and gave thanks and broke it, and he gave it to them, saying, "This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Let's eat the bread. Likewise, he also took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is shed for you. Let's drink from the cup." Let's pray together. Father God, thank you so much. Thank you for this morning. Thank you for specifically this time that we can set aside in our busy weeks, our busy schedules, and we can just focus on you, and we can reflect on the goodness of who you are, the love that you've shown us on the cross. Father, thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for not giving up on us, even though we're an undeserving people, that you loved us enough to send your son to die and to create a way that we can spend eternity with you. So, Father, with open hearts here this morning, we ask that you would speak to us through your word. And it's in Jesus' name that we all pray. Amen.